Well, we went from red last week for Pentecost to white this week. We're not in that long six-month period of green for Pentecost. This is a very special day in the church, and it's one that for all of my time in seminary, I was told, make sure whoever is the junior clergy on your staff, you assign them to preach on this Sunday because it's the topic of the Trinity. But actually, I enjoy it, and I can really personally relate to my own journey to really figure out this Trinity idea. It's an interesting Sunday because for other Sundays of the year, we are looking at scripture readings that tell us about the history of people experiencing God, or we're reading these stories that are just such classic, wonderful Cecil B. DeMille kind of stories of the power of God. And parables that make us scratch our heads and really think deeper about our relationship with God. They are stories about what God does in the world. But today is about who is God? Who is God? So it's a different kind of a focus today. And I think a very important one, because our understanding of God being a Trinity is unique to Christianity. Nobody else has figured it out. Not sure we have either. It took centuries for the early church to figure it out. It was actually not until the 4th century. You know, we say the Nicene Creed every Sunday for our Eucharistic service. That was written in 328. And it was the result of four really brilliant people referred to as the Cappadocian Fathers who were trying to settle. Well, you're saying Jesus is God and you're saying the Spirit is God, but there's only one God, so make up your mind. And so there was really a lot of study done and prayerful thought by these theologians about how to express it. And so it was expressed in the words of the Nicene Creed in 328. And then a few years later was the first council of the church. So there were people from Africa and Asia and from Europe who came together in 381 for the first council of Constantinople. And it took on the Nicene Creed to say, yes, this expresses what the Trinity is. But I think it really addresses the intellectual side more than the experiential side. They're really those two dimensions to this idea of a Trinity. When we think about the intellectual side of it, there have been all sorts of attempts through history to find a way to really reflect what these Cappadocian fathers were expressing. I should name them, too, because they're names that, if they're not familiar to you, by my saying it, they'll start being familiar. John Chrysostom, Basil the Great, Gregory of Nazianzus, and Gregory of Nyssa. Those four were all at the same time working on these fundamental doctrines of what Jesus meant when he said that, you know, he was one with the Father and he and the Father are one, and he would be sending the Advocate and the Advocate would be one with us and one with them. And, you know, how does that all work? Well, when we look at that kind of level of interrelationship from an intellectual standpoint, I wrote down some attempts that there were made through the centuries to express that. One was to look at the sun, to look at the rays of the sun, and look at the sun's warmth. So there's one sun, but there's those three aspects of the sun. Another one is that if you have three burning sticks with flames on the end and you place the sticks so all the tips of all three sticks are together, you see one flame, but it's made up of three flames. That was another attempt that they made through the years. Another by St. Patrick, the classic one, is a shamrock, right? It's one leaf, but it's made up of three leaves in the one leaf. So he used that to express the three divine beings of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Another is ice, water, and steam, all of the same substance, but in three different forms. Well, you can get the idea. They've been trying all sorts of ways intellectually. And I think it's humanity's attempt to try to put order to something that's infinite. It's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. But I think the experiential side does it for me. And so I want to share that side with you because it made quite a difference in my life. I spent a long time struggling with trying to get the church to just answer for me in very clear, simple sentences. You know, you're teaching me God is God and God created everything and God helped Moses split the waters and God, turned somebody to a pillar of salt if they did something that God didn't like. So, okay, we don't want to upset God. I get that part. But Jesus also is understood to be God. The Holy Spirit's understood to be God, but it's only one God. I don't get all that. Well, what I found was a passage from Ephesians that Paul wrote that said this: God is over us and in us and lives through us. That's it. God's over us, God's in us, and lives through us. So if God is over us, if God is above us, we read in the Proverbs passage today how God created everything. God is the power source who put everything into the order that it is. The earth and the depths and the mountains and the hills and the fields and the soils and the heavens, everything. That is God. Have you ever felt overwhelmed about the gift of creation of your children? Or of the love of your spouse, or the loyalty of your parents, or the treasure that you feel you possess with your home, or the belongings that you've been able to be spoiled with, or the support of your friends, or just the feelings of being held up by the arms of God. God the Father is over us. God the Father is over us. The next step, looking at Jesus. Have you envisioned Jesus being a close friend? Someone who's really been through what we've been through and what we go through daily, assuring you that you are understood, knowing that you're cared about and you're loved, that your shortcomings don't matter because God loves you just the way you are, that your faith and your belief in Jesus is so important because it's that faith and belief that bring honor to God. And we've talked about that before. This is saying God the Son is with us. So we have some aspect of God, a dimension of God above us. We have an aspect of God, a dimension of God, an attribute of God that is with us. And then God is in us. God sends into the world is the advocate, His Spirit. Have you felt in your life a strong sense of right or wrong in a situation? That just, there's something about a situation that just doesn't feel right, or something that just feels like I am right in the middle of the flow of God's grace. And you know, I've had times in my life I could sense it. I could feel that this is what God's calling me to do. I feel so profoundly this is working towards the purpose God has given me. And there are times I feel like I'm going over the falls or on the rocky sides of that flow of God's grace and go, okay, well, so I need to look at what I'm doing in my life, or I need to pray about new doors to open that are going to get me back into that flow of God's grace. Or there's the warming comfort of making a hard decision and asking for God's help in that decision and then seeing a really great result come out of it. Or there's the warming of your heart to make a decision that, God, I don't know what I can do with the rest of my life, but today I'm asking you to take over my life. I'm asking you to make the decisions for me, to open up whatever relationships or connections are going to be made this day, and I'm giving my life today to you, God. Or there's an inner strength to do something you never thought was possible to accomplish. The Holy Spirit does live through us. The Holy Spirit lives in us. These are dimensions of you and me looking for God, anticipating God, looking for God to be in our day. I think we would miss if we didn't have a Trinitarian understanding. And it's saying that there's a creator God, there's an all-powerful God who is like the major project manager of all of everything. And there is God the Son who wants us to know how much care and love and flow of free grace God offers us. And there's the inspirational part of God living in us to keep us active and engaged, and even on Father's Day to come in here and worship together on Sunday morning. God is above you. God is with you. God lives within you. I pray that your awareness of these dimensions of God's presence and God's work bring blessing to you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.